Welcome to D&B College. Today we're carving an old-school D&B jungle ARP with deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: build something that feels musical, haunted, and rhythmic, but still leaves room for the kick, snare, and sub to stay in charge. A jungle ARP like this is not just a melody. It can be the hook, a transition tool, a call and response layer with the break, or a moving atmosphere that gives the drop identity. In D&B, that matters a lot, because the drums and bass are the foundation. If the ARP is too bright, too wide, too busy, or too loud, it stops helping the track and starts fighting it. So we're going to keep it controlled, dark, and useful. Start with a simple MIDI clip, one bar or two bars, and keep it minimal. Use a stock synth like Waveedable, Analog, or Operator. If you want the easiest path, Waveedable is a great choice, because it gives you movement without forcing you into complex sound design. Keep the note count very small, 3 to 5 notes is enough. Stay in a minor key, keep the notes mostly in the mid-range, and make the rhythm short and tight. Think root note, minor third or fifth, maybe a passing note, then back home. That kind of fragment works well in jungle because it feels like a looped motif rather than a full melody. And that's the key idea. The break already gives you the rhythmic chaos. The ARP should add character, not clutter. What to listen for here is whether the phrase feels catchy after two loops. Also ask yourself, can you already imagine a snare and break sitting around it? If the answer is no, simplify before you add anything else. Next, shape the rhythm so it locks with the break instead of floating above it. Old school jungle often feels best when the ARP has a syncopated 1/16 or 1/8 pattern with small gaps. That space is important. It lets the drums breathe. A straight 1/16 pulse can work if you want a more relentless roller feel, but for a beginner, I'd start with the broken, ghostly version. Leave a few rests in the pattern, and keep the note lengths shorter than the gaps. Why this works in D&B is because the groove comes from interaction. The ARP and the break should dance around each other. If the ARP is too constant, it flattens the pocket. If it has space, the snare hits harder and the whole thing feels more alive. Now choose a dark tone and keep the harmonic content simple. Start from a basic preset or in its sound, and build something that feels more like a sampled fragment than a glossy lead. A saw or pulse-based oscillator usually works well. Keep unison low or moderate. Don't stack huge detune. Use a low-pass or band-pass feel to soften the top end, and keep the envelope snappy with a very short attack and a short to medium decay. If you want a cleaner old-school ARP, keep the tone more defined and emotional. If you want a rougher underground version, darken it more and let it feel a little worn in. Either way, avoid big super saw energy. That pulls the sound out of jungle territory fast. At this point, if it sounds too glossy, you're hearing too much upper harmonic content. Darken it before you move on. Now we carve it. Add EQ8 after the synth and make room for the drums and bass. A practical starting move is a high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on how thick the patch is. If it feels muddy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it bites too hard, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. And if it's still too shiny, a gentle high shelf cut above 8 to 10 kHz can help. Don't overdo the cuts. The goal is not to make the ARP tiny. The goal is to make it sit above the drums instead of inside them. What to listen for now is whether the snare feels more forward and whether the sub feels cleaner underneath the ARP. If the melody disappears completely, you probably cut too much from the mids. Bring back a little body around the fundamental so the phrase still reads. This is one of the big D&B truths. The ARP usually lives in the emotional upper mids, while the bass owns the low end and the drums own the attack. Respect that hierarchy and the whole drop gets stronger. Now add movement, but keep it controlled. Use a slow LFO on the filter cutoff, a bit of Waveedable motion, or an auto filter after the synth. You want enough motion to make the sound breathe, not so much that it turns into wobble soup. The break is already giving you fast rhythm. The ARP should bring longer scale motion across bars. A good test here is to ask, does the ARP already have identity? If yes, great, don't overcook it. In fact, if the MIDI and tone are working, this is a good moment to commit to audio later and start treating it like a sample. Now comes the atmosphere. This is where the deep jungle feeling really happens. Create a second processing chain or a parallel audio track from the ARP. One clean option is EQ8, Echo, Reverb, and Utility. A darker option is Saturator, Echo, Reverb, then EQ8. For the cleaner chain, use a short delay time and low feedback, so the echo creates space without turning into a busy delay pattern. Keep the reverb modest. You want depth, not a fog bank. For the darker chain, Add a little saturator before the space effects. That slight roughness can make the atmosphere feel older, more sample-like, and more jungle. The important thing is separation. Keep the main ARP focused. Then let the atmosphere layer widen out around it. That gives you depth without losing clarity. What to listen for here is whether the atmosphere sits behind the notes instead of smearing them. You should still be able to count the rhythm even when the reverb is on. If the groove turns blurry, shorten the reverb decay, reduce the send or high pass the reverb return. If the chorus sound is working, I strongly recommend resampling or freezing it. That's a really smart jungle move, because it lets you edit the sound like audio, which opens the door to chops, fades, reverses, and little stutters. Those tiny edits often create more old-school character than another synth layer ever will. Duplicate the track first so you keep the original MIDI version. Then print the processed version and compare them. A dry MIDI copy, a resampled audio copy, and an atmosphere version gives you a lot of flexibility later without rebuilding the sound from scratch. Now put the ARP in context with the drums and bass right away. Don't spend too long polishing it in solo. Solo can lie to you. The real question is whether it supports the groove. Check three things. Does it help the break feel more alive? Does it avoid clashing with the sub? Does it add energy without stealing attention from the snare? If there's masking, carve more from the ARP before you touch the bass. If the bass feels unclear, reduce the ARP's low mids and lower the level a bit. The ARP should never need to own the floor. Also check mono. If you used stereo widening, collapse the track with utility and see whether the melody still reads. If it gets hollow or facey, keep the core ARP tighter and leave the width mostly to delay and reverb. That's one of the cleanest dark DNB moves. Keep the core mono-friendly and let the air be wide. From there, automate the part so it feels like it belongs in a real arrangement. Open the filter slightly every 8 or 16 bars. Increase delay feedback briefly before a drop or switch up. Raise the reverb send at the end of a phrase, then pull it back on the downbeat, or drop the ARP out for one bar before a fill so the next hit lands harder. A simple arrangement idea works well here, filtered and wide in the intro, tighter and drier in the drop, then a slight octave lift or small rhythm change on the second drop. You don't need a full rewrite. Even one small change every 8 bars can make the tune feel alive. And here's a useful mindset shift. Treat the ARP like a supporting character, not the main vocal. In jungle, the drums and sub still have to feel like the main event. If the ARP sounds amazing alone but weakens the break, that's a sign it's doing too much. A few mistakes to avoid. Don't make it too bright, because that steals attention from the snare. Don't let it sit in the bass region, because that blurs the low end. Don't drown it in reverb, because then the groove gets cloudy. Don't make the rhythm too busy, because constant 16th note motion can fight the break instead of complementing it. And don't forget to check it with drums and bass early, because a sound that feels exciting in solo can fall apart in the drop. If you want a darker or heavier result, a few extra tricks help a lot. Add a little saturator before the space. Keep the core tight and centered while the echoes and reverb create width. Use octave movement sparingly, maybe just on the last note of a phrase. And if you resample, don't be afraid to chop a tail, reverse a note, or mute the first hit of the bar. Those tiny imperfections often make the part feel much more authentic. Remember this. If the loop feels good after 2 repeats, that's probably enough. Jungle ARPs often lose power when you keep polishing the source sound instead of arranging it. Once the rhythm and note shape work in context, move on and let the arrangement do the heavy lifting. So here's the recap. Start with a small, minor, rhythmic motif. Keep the main sound dark, mid-focused, and controlled. Carve space with EQ so the drums and sub stay dominant. Build depth with a separate atmosphere layer instead of drowning the core sound. Check it in context early. Automate or resample for arrangement payoff. And keep the result tight, eerie, and readable, not huge and glossy. Now take the mini practice challenge. Build one 8-bar jungle drop loop using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the ARP to 5 notes or fewer. Use no more than 2 effect chains, and make one clear automation move across the loop. Then test it with your break and sub. If the snare stays clear, the low end stays solid, and the ARP adds tension without filling every gap, you're on the right path. And if you want to push it further, try the homework version 2. Make one drier mix forward ARP and one deeper atmospheric version, then compare them in the drop. That a slash B test will teach you a lot, fast. Nice work. Keep it deep, keep it carved, and keep it moving.